You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
For off the sheriff comes this way, I'll draw my sword and make him stay. He won't fear ambush from a maid who waits alone in leafy glade.
That's it, Kirsty. And then Maid Marian withdraws into the woodland shadows. Thank you very much.
Oh, you don't want me to read on?
We're only using the monologue at this stage, thank you. Unless Tom's changed his mind. There's a lovely duologue between Marian and Robin you could try.
No, thanks.
Still can't be persuaded?
Sorry.
He's only here for moral support, Linda.
She's played havoc with the Fresnel.
Such a pity.
I haven't got time, I'm afraid.
It's always the same.
What's that, Robert?
Ginny Throgmorton.
That's it, is it, Linda?
Can't see a spotlight without rehanging it badly.
Oh.
Well, yes, if you want to get off.
This was for the Guide and Brownie concert.
Handbells and a tribute to One Direction. How much lighting do you need?
When will Kirsty find out?
Tom! I've got further auditions on Thursday and possibly next week too.
I knew that. No rush, Linda.
But we're keeping delay to a minimum. We can't start rehearsals without a cast.
You haven't been strong-armed into the pronto yet.
No chance, I'm afraid. It's manic at the moment.
Oh, you said you'd help out backstage.
Nearer the time.
Does this work?
Yeah, we're flat out up to Christmas.
Oh, of course.
Underwoods have upped their order right across the sausage range. And they're taking loads of my harassed cook hampers as well.
Tom!
And Speakman's have asked for twice what we expected over half term.
We should make a move if we're going to get any reeds cut.
Oh, yes.
You're cutting reeds this afternoon?
Yep, reeds and scrub at one of our lagoons. It's getting choked.
Well, we don't want to hold you up. You must have plenty of other people to see.
I
think there's still... Well, Nathan Booth.
And one or two others. So, Kirsty, thanks again. And good luck with the reeds.
No, Henry, it's all right to look over the fence at the pigs, not to get in the mud with them.
They're big for me.
She is big, isn't she? Uncle Tom will be pleased. No, darling, don't try and get over. How about... let's see if there are any conkers left.
No.
Can you see the trees? Aren't the colours lovely? All the oranges and reds. Oh, you can't climb in, Henry. Look, do you want to go back to the house? Find out what Granny and Grandad are doing?
No.
Or look for a nice leaf to make a leaf print? See if there are any birds on the ponds.
I don't know.
No, I don't know what to do either.
That's everything locked backstage, Lindy. Once you've collected the scripts, we're finished.
Did you hear what I said about Harriet?
Harriet?
Harriet Franklin. Ray's wife.
Ah.
The man who brought disaster on Grey Gables.
What about her?
She's divorcing him.
Ooh.
She's had enough.
Hardly surprising.
I know. She told Caroline yesterday at the trail hunt in Elbury.
It was an awful way to carry on.
Appalling.
I mean, if you're going to have an affair, at least try and be discreet.
Robert.
I'm not justifying what he did, Lindy. I'm just simply saying with a little forethought he could have... I better get these stacked.
Caroline told me at reception this morning. I struggled to keep a straight face.
You didn't say I told you so.
No, that would have been most unprofessional.
Good.
I thought it, though.
You're entitled to.
Oh, I could see there was trouble right from the start. But it would be unkind to gloat. Caroline and Oliver are paying enough already for their mistake.
They still haven't settled with Joe.
No, not as far as I can tell.
It was so unfortunate.
And avoidable. If only they'd selected a temporary manager a little more wisely.
It's always easy looking back, Lindy. Like us with Robin Hood.
What do you mean?
Have we really chosen the right production?
Ah.
This afternoon's hardly been a resounding success.
Well, a couple of auditions were quite promising.
One was positively alarming.
Oh, Nathan.
And what a low turnout.
I know. I thought Robin Hood would be popular. A good traditional tale that everyone knows.
Perhaps that's it.
Hmm?
It's too well known.
Oh, do you think so?
Perhaps it feels rather stale.
Well, I was hoping with the right cast we could make it fresh and new.
It's not only the cast. Perhaps we need a whole new angle.
Oh, do you think so?
Let's give the story a real shake. Make it unmissable.
Well, how?
Funny enough, I had an idea earlier.
Yes?
Unfortunately, it's gone again.
Oh.
I was so busy worrying about the lights.
That's not very helpful, Robert.
It was a good one, Lindy. If I can just remember what it was.
Can I start clearing?
Yeah, yeah.
Without risking life and limb.
I'm done with the brush cutter.
Okay.
This awkward little patch needs the scythe.
Good job you got waders.
It is pretty squelchy.
And Friday's no good.
Not really.
Okay.
It's Kenton Stag Night.
Oh, yeah. Stupid of me to ask.
We can catch a band on Saturday if you like.
Maybe, yeah. Where's he having it? Downham?
For the drink, yeah. At the three-legged mole.
You don't think of moles having legs.
I've got a stack of deliveries on Friday. I probably won't get there till late.
You'll miss all the fun in the afternoon then.
Yeah, thank heavens.
Saw Fallon yesterday. She's making a real production out of the place cards.
Oh, yeah?
Never knew she could write so beautifully.
Huh. Can she?
Yeah, she's got real talent. She's bought a lovely pen to do them with.
I think she's more excited about the wedding than her mum.
I know. It's nice. Oh, hiya.
Hello. Want a hand?
Oh, yeah. Always glad of more help. Are you helping too, Henry?
Maybe.
You can't settle to anything today.
The experts have arrived, have they?
What can we set them on?
Well, if Kirsty works down near the water...
Oh, cheers.
You can clear this lot, Helen.
Okay, straight onto the trailer?
Yeah. There are some more gloves on the cab steps.
What about Henry?
Henry, can you find the nicest leaf for me on the path? The most golden-y, gorgeous-looking one?
Okay, Kirsty.
Go on, then.
Thanks, Henry.
Oh, how did you get on at the auditions?
Oh, I don't know.
It was so embarrassing.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
Not you, but there was hardly anyone else there.
Really?
Tumbleweed was blowing across the stage.
Well, they were expecting a few more later on.
Linda was desperate for me to have a go.
Well, you should do.
Well, I've already done my bit. I tried to get Jazza to audition.
How did he take it?
Not well.
Oh, that's a lovely leaf, Henry. See if you can find some more.
And I tried to get Rob interested.
Oh?
I wish I hadn't now.
Why not?
They weren't very good auditions.
It's not that.
Now, are we getting any work done?
He's had to go back to Hampshire for the funeral. You know, his father-in-law.
Oh.
Hardly the right time to get involved with the Christmas production.
Yeah, I suppose not.
He needs to focus on supporting his wife. He says she's very upset.
So, you want me to start clearing down here?
Yeah, please. And if you can get rid of this lot, Helen?
Actually, I'm not dressed for it, am I?
Well, there's a spare cagoule in the cab.
No, it's... Henry's been out a long time. I don't want him getting cold.
Okay.
Henry, we're going in now. Sorry.
No worries. Right. Just you and me then, Kirsty.
Good girl, Constanza. Not too tangled, are we? Not like yesterday. You were in a mess then, weren't you?
Lindy, it's come back to me.
Robert, how many more times? Never startle a llama.
Sorry. Robin and Marion. He's been nagging away at me for the past half hour.
Well, what about them?
That's the film I've been trying to remember.
Oh.
I saw it. Kind of been long before we got together. Sean Connery and Audrey Hepburn in the title roles.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's very touching. It shows them when they're much older than usual. Past their prime in some ways.
I see.
And Robin can't let go of the past, even though his powers are failing. Marion's become an abbess, but he's still the love of her life.
Intriguing.
One minute you're laughing, and the next there's a tear in your eye. Makes you look at the whole legend completely differently.
Yes, I quite like that.
If word got round you were doing something similar, it might spark off some interest.
Yes. Yes. It's all right, Constanza, I haven't forgotten you.
The only trouble is...
What?
It's all very well saying do it like Connery and Hepburn, but in Ambridge?
Well, yes.
Actually,
Now I think it through, it's hardly worth remembering. Not really feasible. Sorry, Lindy. Apologies for startling you, Constanza.
A village Hepburn may not immediately spring to mind.
Hardly. And as for Sean Connery...
Ah, now, perhaps I can think of someone with a craggy, mature appeal we're looking for.
Someone local?
Someone not very far away at all.
Oh! That is very sweet of you, Lindy, but really...
Not you, Robert. Someone with real rugged charm.
Good.
How much more to do on this side?
We're about done.
It's looking more open.
I still want to get rid of some of the scrub at the end.
The goat willows?
Yeah, they've been too successful.
Oh, I quite like them.
We ought to thin them out.
You've got to keep some. That's where I had a really good view of a sedge warbler in June.
All right. You choose what stays and what goes.
So, we take the trail around to the end?
Yeah. Kirsty?
Yeah?
What did you make of Helen? Offering to help and then walking off?
Oh, like she said, she didn't have the right gear.
It wasn't that. We weren't asking her to do any heavy work.
She didn't want Henry getting cold.
He was glowing. And happy as Larry collecting leaves.
I don't know, then.
She keeps changing her mind at the moment. Her moods are all over the place.
Yeah?
Something's not right. I thought you might have some idea. Has there been an argument at Organics? Has she fallen out with Anya?
No.
Or you?
What? Me and Helen are fine.
But something's upset her. And you know what it is.
Oh, Tom.
Please, Kirsty. I'm worried about her.
Maybe you're right. But I can't tell you. If you think something's wrong, you need to ask her yourself.
There's enough left in the pot.
Look for a while, is he?
Another 40 minutes at least. Delivering to the deli in Westbury.
Aye. Oh, and then Morris.
Even longer if he starts telling them about the Bellingham's bounce.
She's like a puppy with a new squeaky toy.
There you are, Jazza.
Ta. Very welcome.
I've heard nothing else all morning.
I can believe that.
Still, if we're selling more meals there and elsewhere, we can stop worrying about overproduction.
I hadn't even started worrying.
At least it keeps our jobs safe a while longer. Help yourself to milk and sugar.
Ta.
So, was it anything in particular?
Only you say the abattoir run went fine.
Oh.
You get so wound up whenever I do it. Any more sugar?
No.
Thought I'd better check into the mothership, put his mind at rest.
Well, you'll have to stir it with a Tom Archer biro.
Cozy enough in here while he's out, eh?
I don't take advantage.
Of course, no.
10 more minutes and I'm back, stripping down the mincer.
Any chance of you opening a window till then?
You know the answer to that one.
Aye. I wasn't bothered for a crafty wee drag yesterday, you know.
Did Tom catch you?
Worse than that. I was drapping off the milk at the dower house. There's this row of bushes. Cover for the road, cover for the house. Perfect for a well-deserved roly.
What it is to be addicted.
Only, as soon as I sparked up, all hell let loose.
Lillian spotted you.
Oh, no her. The woman I've got temping.
Anthea?
Aye, I think that's her.
A trim, well-presented lady.
With a red bob and a stare that could melt rivets.
She has got quite searching eyes.
Man, I never knew I had that many sorries in me. And she never even raised her voice.
She does have a certain authority.
A certain authority? I'd have signed out my firstborn if I had any wings.
Naturally, she'd take a dim view of you smoking on the premises.
Thanks for the sympathy. Know her well, then?
No, not well. Though we have, you know, spoken to each other on a few occasions.
Oh, aye. Got the pacemaker purring, has she?
No.
Oh, come on. There's no shame. You've got her marked in as a hottie.
I've done no such thing. I simply find her a refreshing change.
Is that right?
Yes. It's not often you find someone who values integrity over popularity.
You say so.
But I've no interest in romantic attachments anymore. They don't suit me.
You and me both.
Besides, she's already married.
When it's up some folks in Ambridge.
I simply admire the way she conducts herself. You should have seen her with Tom yesterday.
What happened?
She and I happened to be queuing next to each other in the shop.
Happened to be, yeah?
Yeah, when he came in with a delivery and he couldn't resist asking if she's ever tried his ready meals.
Was the master of small talk.
And she told him, very firmly, that she never insults her digestion with convenience food.
Excellent.
Especially when it's so overpriced.
Ha ha, you beauty.
Now that, to my mind, is a woman.
I could almost feel sorry for him. Won't be Helen giving him a hard time or not.
Go on, in you go.
Oh, thanks, Ruth, you got me text.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't worry about it, Eddie. Come on, keep going.
I thought I'd be back in plenty of time for milking.
There was no trouble bringing them in.
You know what it's like at clinics.
Oh, yeah. How did your dad get on?
No, I wouldn't say that. No, an argument.
Well, what was it then?
Well, like, Tom tried to talk to her about something.
Oh, yeah?
And Helen pushed them off.
And that's it?
Aye.
You don't know what Tom wanted to talk about?
I was too far away to hear, clearly.
Well, the giants of investigative journalism can rest easy. That's not much of a scoop.
All I'm saying is, Tom's concerned about something. It pays to know where your boss heeds it.
Oh, never mind his head.
You said a good 40 minutes.
Hello.
Oh, what's she doing here?
We're in the office.
Good afternoon, Morris. Hello, Jazza.
Hi.
Tom's out at the moment, I'm afraid, Linda.
Oh, I don't want Tom. I've come in search of Borsetshire's very own Sean Connery.
That's uncanny. How do you know I'd be here?
It's not you I'm talking about, Jazza.
Surely that'll cheer him up.
Normally it would. He loves a good nose round someone else's cider press.
And Wesley Walker's got quite a reputation.
Oh, yeah. One of the best microbreweries in the county.
Well, that'll tempt your dad over, won't it?
Oh, I don't know, Ruth. It depends on his mood.
It
was when they took the cast off.
Didn't look very good.
Oh, he was horrified. And the truth is, his arm looked awful.
Well, it'll soon get back to normal.
Oh, I hope so. They put on a wrist splint to give him some support.
Oh.
And he's still very sore.
He must be.
So on the way back, he suddenly decides he don't want to go anywhere else this week.
Well, he might change his mind by Wednesday.
Oh, I hope so.
I know Jim's looking forward to it.
It's good of Jill offering to take the pair of them over.
Wesley's wife's a friend of hers.
Oh, yeah. I thought you'd have too much on with the wedding.
Oh, don't. You'll make me feel guilty.
Oh.
I've given her a job as well.
What's that?
Well, she'll be here soon. Help me to get Rickyard ready for next week's booking. She insisted.
Oh, she's like Dad. Well, like he was. Only happy when she's busy.
Every time I've talked to her lately, she's working on the wedding cake.
Oh, I bet it'll be a good one. Hope you're all right, girl. Better start sending them in.
And I better see if Jill's torn herself away from the marzipan yet.
Not at all, Morris. No one's put me up to it.
They must have done.
Why?
Me? In a play?
Yes.
As Robin Hood?
As Robin in the prime of life. One who has served abroad for 20 years.
I don't care what sort of Robin.
You'd be perfect.
I'm not an actor.
No, no, no. What you mean is you haven't had much experience on stage.
I've no experience.
And here is a chance to remedy that.
By choice, not since Miss Porter talked me into being third shepherd.
Ah.
Only because she promised us all licorice bootlaces if the nativity went off all right.
So you have acted before?
One low and two beholds, and that was it.
From Little Acorns, Morris.
And I forgot the second behold because Mary Norton stuck her tongue out at me. Bang went the bootlaces.
You mustn't let modesty hold you back.
It's not modesty.
Your very lack of experience may give you an advantage over everyone else.
Eh?
You see, Morris, you will bring fresh, untutored charm to the role.
No, I won't, Linda.
A simple authenticity.
I'm not bringing anything to it.
Well, if that's how you feel.
I do.
I won't press you any further. For the moment.
Good. I need to crack on with the mincer.
But Perhaps if I leave you a script.
There's no point.
Well, what harm is there in looking? And perhaps reconsidering?
The harm is giving you false hope. Thanks very much for asking, Linda. But best take it with you, eh?
You like that, don't you, Bartleby?
Don't go giving him no treats.
I'm not, Dad.
Worst thing you can do, give him treats.
It, watch the track, it's bumpy. Do you want me to...
I told you when I got out the car, I'm perfectly all right by myself.
Oh, here. I got a puppy, like you asked.
I'll set it up later.
Oh, no need. And want some help pinning it up?
I'll do it myself when I get home. I only come to stop you spoiling Bartleby.
Oh, don't begrudge him a bit of salt.
As long as that's all you're doing. Don't do him no good overfeeding, not when I can't exercise him proper.
Oh, he's getting plenty of exercise, ain't you, boy?
He wants a trap on before he loses condition.
Edward took him round with it last night.
For half an hour.
He's been doing a good job with everything else he's got on.
Well, I suppose so.
Oh. Between me and him taking Bartleby out and George helping with the grooming.
Ah, no, he has got away with animals, yeah.
William says he's been helping train bars and all. You know, retrieving, stopping on the whistle.
Don't do that, Bartleby.
What?
Well, he's looking at me, wants to know why I ain't taking care of him.
No, he don't.
He thinks I'm letting him down.
Look, if you like, we can walk him round the field a couple of times.
No, not with it getting so dark, you can't keep your foot in.
What about on the road?
It'd be like a torment to him. Me and me stick going so slow.
Oh, you'll be looking after him properly soon. You, tried any of them exercises yet, the ones the physio showed you?
No point.
Got to have a go.
I did this afternoon. I had to give up. They hurt like fury.
Well, first time's bound to be difficult. It'll be easier tomorrow.
No, it won't.
Let's go back, eh? See if Clary's got a brew on.
No sense making an effort with exercises. I ain't never going to get no better.
Oh, Dad.
Well, we shouldn't have said no last week, neither. Threw away the only chance of any good coming out of it.
We didn't say no.
Ah, then how come we ain't heard from Wilson's yet, eh?
Well, you know what solicitors are like. They do everything in slow motion.
We should have taken what was offered. We gambled and we lost.
Oh, come on. You're looking at everything through a dark cloud. Things ain't that bad.
Aren't they?
We'll hear from Wilson soon enough. And the doctor said your wrist's on the mend. Give it another week or two.
He's aching like Billy, oh.
Well, that's why you've got to take your mind off it as much as possible. Like going over to Haybury on Wednesday.
I told you I ain't going.
You don't have to decide now.
I ain't going. It's bad enough being helpless at all, but I ain't showing myself up in front of strangers.
You sure?
No, I won't come in, thank you, Jazza. I simply wanted to apologise.
For?
For earlier.
Huh?
Giving the impression I'm not interested in your acting ability.
Oh, don't fash yourself. I'm not much interested in it myself.
Well, you left so quickly, I couldn't explain.
I had to get back to the pigs.
It's not Sean Connery's voice I'm after.
No?
But his strong, masculine presence.
And you're saying I haven't a go at that?
Oh, no, I'm referring to the older, more mature Connery.
Oh.
That's all.
So, did you talk Morris into it?
Sadly not.
Didn't he think you would?
I did hope he might waver when I explained my vision.
Could have told you were wasting your time. He's not into all this dressing up and pretending to be a tree stuff.
The irony is, the more adamantly he refused, the more perfect he seemed for the role. Unflinching, obdurate.
Was that a flash way of saying miserable?
Oh, Morris offers much more than misery, Jazza. He's such a loss to the local stage.
Well, you better break the bad news to Mid-Marion then, eh?
I haven't cast one yet.
No?
If I can't have Sean Connery, what chance Audrey Hepburn? I shall have to look at younger actors again.
Oh, I don't know, Linda. Don't get up so soon.
Sorry?
Well, have you haven't chosen your Marion yet? Morris might have a weak spot.
Oh, There we go. Let that run for a bit.
They got all the old favourites out again.
What, already?
Well, you know what the bull's like at Halloween, Ed.
Yeah, well.
There's bats dangling in the ploughman's. Reese was putting up a string of spiders over the bar.
George can't wait to go trick-or-treating next
week. Whatever happened to Penny for the guy, eh?
There, Mike. Look, you see?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely running dirty.
And that's just the last couple of days.
Well, maybe a week or so. I thought it'd come right with the oil change.
No, but no, switch it off.
Dad didn't think it was worth worrying about, but...
Well, it's best getting a route earlier on. I mean, what about the filter?
No, I changed that. I gave it the full works. I did wonder if the piston ring's sticking.
Nah, it'd be coming out blue, not black.
So don't worry if you ain't got time for it now.
Well, it's okay, I can spare a few minutes.
Oh, no. Morning!
All right, Oliver?
Well, I would be if I didn't have to go to work.
Yeah, same here. Has he had a look?
No, I haven't asked.
No?
I haven't seen him around lately.
Oh, right. Well, now then.
I hope this ain't serious. We've got enough to sweat over already.
You should hear today, shouldn't we?
I hope so. I can't stand much more waiting.
Well, me neither. But if we've got BVD in the air, let's find out about it.
Am I being too generous?
No, keep going, Mum.
Really?
Another good handful.
I've forgotten how much salt Borsetshire Blue takes.
That should do it.
Right. I'll help break up the curd.
No, you don't have to.
Oh, I might as well, Helen. We're quiet in the dairy and I don't want to lose my touch in here.
All right, then.
You started very early this morning.
Because I woke up early.
Any particular reason?
Nope.
Peggy's asked me and your father over one evening this week, just to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any day you'd like us to avoid?
No.
In case you need us to babysit?
Oh, no, I'm not going out this week.
All right. You seem to have a busy run of nights out for a while.
I haven't got time at the moment. It's too much to do.
I know.
I still haven't caught up with the quarterly accounts. I need to finalise the winter promotions.
I realise you've got a lot on.
That's only the shop. Never mind Henry.
Well, that's why I thought, would it be easier to invite your friends round here? Make a night of it. Cook a nice meal. They'd be very welcome. Dad and I can look after Henry.
Not at the moment.
It'll be no trouble.
Maybe nearer Christmas.
Whatever suits you, love. But it would do you good to have a night off.
Got too much to get through.
Are we ready for the moulds?
Yep, just about.
That's something I've noticed with Tom.
Mm-hmm.
He's much more relaxed about taking time off since he got back with Kirsty.
Yeah, well, he would be.
He says he still gets all the work done.
Put them down there, Mum.
What do you make of them pairing up again?
Me?
Doesn't make you feel... you're missing out.
Oh, for heaven's sake, don't be ridiculous, Mum. Of course it doesn't.
Oh, and I thought you were helping me this morning, Pat.
Oh.
Pulling the swedes and turnips.
I'll be right with you, Tony, as soon as we've filled the moulds.
Go and help Dad now. I'm fine here on my own.
They're off to Elbury, Caroline. I'll take them over myself this evening.
You've spoken to Jonty again?
Yes, while I was covering Linda's break. He's happy to take both of the blighters for their trail hunt.
Did you take much persuading?
Not really. It was typical, Jonty. We talked foxhounds for a minute, then 10 minutes on the parlous state of the world economy before he got onto his golf. I must have been chatting for a good half hour.
Yeah, I thought you were a long time.
For some reason, Linda gave me a very old-fashioned look when she got back.
Oh, that's probably because I asked her to stop making private calls from reception earlier.
Oh.
I overheard her first thing, pleading with someone to at least consider playing Maid Marian.
Who was it?
Don't know. Right. That's the Tommy Croker band confirmed for the next tea dance.
Well done.
I could hardly ask who it was after giving her a ticking off.
No, I suppose not.
I was only being grumpy because I simply can't make up my mind about a renewed offer.
No, me neither.
Still feel terribly sorry for Joe.
Well, naturally. But this isn't a question of emotion.
Well, there are practical reasons why offering more compensation might be a good idea.
Such as?
For a start, to bring an end to that side of things.
If it was accepted. Alternatively, his solicitors might pounce on any increase as a sign of weakness and push for even more.
Oh, thanks, Oliver. Now I'm even more undecided.
Well, we want to be fair without coming across as a soft touch.
I don't know what to do. At least Joe's starting to get better. The cast came off yesterday.
Oh? Well, where did you hear that?
Kathy told me when I looked into the health club. Oh, though she had some less welcome news as well.
There we go.
I can't be certain until we get the pump out.
But you're pretty sure it's the blade?
Well, that's what happened to me one time. Run it like usual this afternoon. I mean, it ain't too bad.
Okay.
I'll take a proper look this evening.
Well, you don't mind coming back?
No, it won't take long.
Oh, cheers, Mike.
I mean, even if you have to replace the whole thing, pump's isn't that expensive.
Well, I'm not so worried about forking out now.
Not since Alistair come.
Yes.
It's good of him to call in.
Oh, I thought it was going to be bad news.
Yeah, me and all.
So I was sure it was BVD.
That or brucellosis.
Negative on both counts. Must just have been bad luck last week.
We ain't out of the woods yet. Not till the other tests come in.
Yeah, but at least we know it's not a bacterial infection.
No.
That's what I was worrying about. All last night I was thinking it's going to run right through the herd, this.
Ah, been the same. And that hadn't helped things at home.
Huh?
Oh, Vicky's getting into her usual flap. Because we've got the health visitor coming tomorrow.
Well, the one who sees Emma's lovely. Karen something.
Karen Smalling?
Yeah, that's it.
That's who Vic's got.
Oh, she seems all right.
She is. Only, for Vic, these visits in just about Bethany's development. She seems to think they're a test of how good a mum she is.
Ah, here it is. Recent reviews for Tommy Croker.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I knew I'd seen them somewhere.
Will you ask Linda to choose a quote?
Tommy Croker Jr. whips up a storm?
A bit racy for a tea dance.
A real chip off the family block serves up a smorgasbord of dance delights?
Yes, that kind of thing. Ah. If she can add it to the website.
I'll take it to her now.
Oh, and reminder, Kathy wants another poster for the health club.
That's such a pity, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, she's really got the leisure side buzzing again.
There's simply too big a gap between the salary here and what she was used to at the golf club.
Mm.
And it was much more responsibility, of course.
Can't blame her for looking elsewhere, then.
No.
We'll just have to go ahead with the advert on Friday.
To make it worse, she came up with another raft of excellent ideas.
Huh?
Yeah. Seasonal massages, for a start, using clove, cinnamon or orange oils.
Mm.
I volunteered to be a guinea pig.
Well, good for you.
And she's cooked something else up with Jules.
Jules?
Mm. The manicurist.
I've been calling her Julia.
No, Jules.
She'll think I'm a terrible stuffed shirt.
She can't be too bothered if she hasn't said anything.
How embarrassing.
No, they wondered about offering vouchers for nail treatments.
Uh-huh.
As a way of targeting younger women than we normally get.
Right.
She's really quite skilled, Kathy said.
Jules.
She can do extensions, and Kathy says she can create some really funky varnish effects.
I'm going to stop you there, darling.
Oh, sorry? Brain turning to jelly.
Yes. But I wish Jules every success. And I'm delighted about the massage. Just the kind of pampering you deserve.
How do you think they're looking?
Well, they're better at this end of the row.
Yeah, they seem to be.
How many more do we need?
We've got plenty for the veg boxes.
Well, there's organics as well.
Must be there or thereabouts.
Mm. Well, let's take a couple more to be on the safe side. If I'd been quicker off the mark...
Ah, you weren't to know.
But if you'd warned me, I'd have steered clear.
It was a spur-of-the-moment thing. I thought if I gave her a hand with the cheese, spent some time with her, maybe she'd open up to me. She always used to.
Why, it was a good idea.
Except I didn't get anywhere.
No indication at all?
No. According to Helen, she's fine.
Huh.
Oh, it's only work stopping her going out.
Well, it's obviously not just that.
No. I know she's not telling me everything.
Well, I haven't seen her smile in days. Or take much of an interest in anything.
When I tried talking about it, the shutters came straight down.
That'll do, won't it?
Oh, there's just these.
Right. We'll get the crates on the trailer and then head back. You pass them to me.
Okay. There you are.
Right.
Right.
Is that the lot?
I think that's the lot, yeah.
Right.
It was so frustrating.
Yeah, well, it must have been.
Clearly something's wrong.
Hey, what were you talking about when I came in? Tom and Kirsty?
Yeah.
You think that touched a nerve?
I don't know. I did wonder if...
What?
Well, I don't think she's jealous of them.
No, no. Helen's not like that.
I don't mean she doesn't want them to be happy.
She's very close to both of them.
It's more... Perhaps seeing them together makes her question her own choices again.
Oh.
Going it alone, especially with a child.
Oh, she's not sorry about Henry.
No, I didn't mean that.
Oh, he's the one person she enjoys being with at the moment.
It's only the way she cuts herself off sometimes. She seems so isolated.
Ah, yeah, well, I had a thought about that.
What?
Well, perhaps there's been another boyfriend. She didn't tell us because it didn't work out with Jono.
Did wonder that myself, but...
And now this one's gone wrong as well.
It's possible. But I don't think so, Tony.
No? Well, why not?
She was so hurt by the way Jono ended it. I don't think she'd have gone into another relationship this quickly, unless it really meant something to her. Well, that's my feeling anyway.
Then why is she so up and down?
I don't know. Maybe someone's opened up an old wound.
Well, like what?
She's been through so much. Greg. She'll always be slightly vulnerable.
Yes.
That's why it was so lovely to see her enjoying herself, building up a real social life.
Well, that seems to have completely disappeared.
Yeah. I'd love to know the reason why.
Oh, splendid.
Hello, Linda.
Right on time.
I don't do late.
Nor do I, Anthea.
I thought we were meeting in the bistro.
Oh, I popped out in case you don't know your way round Grey Gables.
I'd have simply asked at the desk.
But I want to make the most of our lunch hour together. You're quite a stickler for not discussing theatrical matters in work time, aren't you?
I will, if my employers ever pay me to. Until then, we have precisely 52 minutes.
Oh. What's happening, Jim?
I think I finally convinced him.
That's been a job and a half.
Hasn't it? But he doesn't want me hovering while he gets his stick and coat. So I'll perch on the passenger seat for a moment.
A trip out will do him good.
I tried that line with him, Jill. No traction at all.
Oh, dear.
He says he's never going to be the man he was.
Poor Joe. How did you persuade him in the end?
I pointed out Bert Fry's never been to Wesley's microbrewery.
Ah.
From somewhere within the deep despond came a faint glow of one-upmanship. Sorry it's been such a wait.
Not at all. Pat came past, actually. I had a chat with her.
Oh, is this it? No, false alarm.
She seemed very preoccupied.
Did you ask her advice on the great marzipan crisis?
It wasn't a crisis. It was simply too crumbly, until I added a touch more lemon juice.
I'm sure it'll be delicious.
Not long before we find out.
Kenton can't wait for Merrill to get here. When is it?
Monday. I've almost finished getting the spare room ready for her and Mel.
Ah, here we are. Now, if Joe's going in front, I'd better...
Can you find the lever?
Very smart scarf, Joe.
Nothing smart about it. I don't want to catch me death, that's all.
It's near the bottom.
Got it. Want me to put your stick in the boot?
No. I don't need fussing.
Right, then, I'll get in the back.
There's no hurry, Prof. You only had 10 minutes already.
Afternoon, Joe.
Afternoon, Jill.
If you sit behind me, Jim, I'll pull the seat forward.
No need. I fold up quite nicely.
Oh. Now, if we... that's it, Joe. You get in. And then I'll get out and close the door.
Well, it's all right. I can do it myself.
Are you sure about the door?
I can do it with me stick.
Well done. Yeah. Then it's just the seat.
Well, I can do that, Norton. Stop fussing.
I always enjoy the run to Haybury.
It's lovely, isn't it? Especially going through Haybury Woods.
There should be plenty of autumn colour.
But it's not brighter.
Yeah, well, I think that's done it.
Let's see. Oh, yes. There we are. We can get going.
Comfortable, Joe?
Not particularly.
Oh! Oh. Where did he come from?
Hey, steady on, missus. Do you want to break me other arm?
Very acceptable.
Oh, you haven't touched the olive bread.
And I don't mean to. But the tapenade was tasty.
Ian's tuna niçoise is always popular.
I shall have to come here again. But not too often at these prices.
Oh, I'm happy to pay.
Oh, we'll go Dutch.
When I get a staff discount.
Then we'll split whatever the final price is.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes.
Well, I did invite you here, Ian.
And I agreed to turn up. Only to disappoint you.
There's nothing I can say.
I'm afraid not, Linda.
You'd be ideal as Maid Marian.
I'm sorry.
You must have had a slight interest, agreeing to meet up at all.
Perhaps I shouldn't have.
But I'm so glad you did.
It was a moment's weakness, in honour of days gone by.
Yes, you said that before. May I ask?
Floss.
Ah.
A long time ago.
You performed with Felpersham Light Operatic.
In another lifetime. I appeared in a number of shows. The Pirates of Penzance, The Mikado.
Oh, I adore G&S.
People said some very nice things about my peep bow.
Then why give it all up?
Gordon, my husband.
Oh.
He feels amateur dramatics can lead to complications in a marriage.
How?
Some years ago, he convinced himself Larry Lovell was making a play for me.
Larry Lovell?
Quite.
He thought Larry Lovell was chasing you.
Not my type at all.
Well, is he anybody's?
But Gordon can be very jealous. So, that was that.
Oh, what a pity.
I should have said no yesterday, but you were so insistent on the phone.
Well, my instincts told me you'd be perfect.
This should cover my share.
Oh, well, I suppose I'll just have to give up the idea of casting a more mature Marion and Robin.
I'm sure there are plenty of good young actors around.
Well, few.
I'd better find my coat. You'll forgive me for hurrying off.
Oh, yes, of course.
I enjoyed the meal.
So did I. We must do it again sometime.
Possibly. But I mustn't leave Mrs. Bellamy on her own any longer, or she'll undo the whole morning's work. Bye!
Shh. Stop it, Bethany. You stop it. Mind you putting you down for a second? Don't be silly. What's got into you today? Shh. Mummy's got to brush her hair. Karen will be here any minute. Shh. Oh, that's better. That's better, sweetheart. All that being awkward, lunch everywhere, having to change everything on you. No wonder we're late. Now, be a good girl. Oh, not again, Bethany!
And you're on to another glass of cider already.
Yeah, looks like it. Yeah, tastes like it too.
Is that wise, Joe?
Well, that's what we're here for, isn't it? To try Wesley Walker's fancy cider.
Well, you've sampled quite a few.
Well, I still ain't found one as good as what me and Eddie make.
We don't want you getting unsteady and taking another tumble.
So, well, I got to steel myself for the trip home somehow.
Now, Joe.
Drove here like a maniac, she did.
I don't exaggerate.
Almost good as flat and pulling out, and then there's two girls getting through the gates.
Well, they are quite tight.
Reversing's worse than a fairground ride. Nearly shook me teeth.
Yes,
out,
of course, they're fox welts. Eh? All right, Jill.
Are we nearly ready to go?
Yes, I think so.
If we has to.
I'm just going to look at the honey. I shan't be long.
Hope she don't knock down no hives.
She's enjoying that, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. She only started doing it at the weekend, Karen.
Did she?
Yeah, she loves it now. Don't you, sweetheart? Where's the ring going? That's it. One hand to the other.
She's grasping it very well.
Oh, and the other thing she's doing a lot more. Well, I thought she might do it while you're here.
What's that?
Sitting up by herself. You can't you, Bethany? That's good, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Next thing you know, she'll be standing up.
It's a little early for that. Her legs are still quite floppy.
Yeah, but she's coming on, isn't she? I mean, the health book says she might do it in the next 2 or 3 months.
Well, possibly.
She keeps surprising me and Mike how fast she's coming on. Sometimes we forget she's any different.
Don't worry too much about exactly when she does this or that.
She's such a little battler.
Bethany will reach all the milestones in her own sweet time.
She tries so hard, Karen, she really does. It's not her fault.
What?
Maybe it's me. Maybe she'd do better if I was a better mum.
You're very good with her.
Am I? You don't know what happened before you got here.
That was all right, wasn't it?
Dropping Joe off first? Of course it was.
He could hardly keep his eyes open.
It's been a very full afternoon.
Not very comfortable for you, squashed in the back.
I must admit, this is better.
Here we are. Shall I pull onto the drive?
No. It's awkward reversing out at this time of day.
Are you sure?
Quite certain. Drop me at the curb, Jill.
Righto.
Whoops! Goodness!
You all right? Did you bang your knee?
No, I'm quite all right, thank you.
It was closer than I thought.
I find that harder as well these days, judging distances.
Well, it's so murky, isn't it?
Yes, the worst sort of light. Especially now our eyes aren't quite as young as they used to be.
Oh, it's nothing to do with age, Jim. It's all the cider fumes from you and Joe. I'm probably way over the limit myself.
So you have got support?
Oh, yeah, Mike's marvellous with her.
But you have been under pressure lately.
I haven't slept properly in days. Mike's been so worried about our cows.
And Bethany was difficult while you were feeding her?
Well, she couldn't help it. Like I said, sometimes it's tricky breathing and eating at the same time.
So you had to change her again, and she wasn't happy about it?
Yeah, but she wasn't being difficult. She picked up my mood, that's all.
And to round it all off, she was sick when you were getting ready for me coming.
That's her third new top today. But she couldn't help it. She gulped in too much air.
So you had a quick shout?
Yes.
But that was all, Vicky.
I shouted so loud I made her cry, then I just stormed out.
After making sure she was safe?
I left her crying. The one person who's never meant to let her down.
Vicky.
What kind of mother am I?
A good one, if you ask me.
Good?
Yes. It's perfectly normal to get tetchy now and then. Especially if you're exhausted and baby's being difficult. What matters is how you handle it.
I made her so unhappy. Didn't I, Beth?
I'm sure she can cope with the odd shout. She's a tough little customer. But if you go on feeling under pressure, give me a ring. I can easily make an extra visit. Or talk to... Who are you with at the surgery?
Oh, Dr. Novak.
She's very good.
Yeah, yeah.
There's really a lot of help around. Don't be afraid to use it.
I feel so ashamed.
Don't. Any baby's hard work, and sometimes Bethany will make extra demands.
Oh, I don't mind. I don't mind at all.
And it's fun being a little bit naughty sometimes, isn't it?
Oh, she's as good as gold, usually.
It's part of exploring her world. So don't go blaming yourself for not being perfect. No one is. Just keep doing the best you can. Like today, you and Bethany will be fine.
Do you really think so?
Yes, Vicky. I really do.
Darryl?
Yeah?
How are you getting on?
Oh, fine.
What time's your appointment with the job advisor?
9:30.
Yeah, well, you'll need to be quick if you want a lift. I'm leaving in about 20 minutes.
Oh, no worries, Alistair. I'm almost ready. I'm just getting dressed.
The milk's going to come in late, Mike.
Yeah?
I'm only just getting started now.
Right. Oh, look at that.
Huh?
I don't know why so many bottles get chipped in Darrington.
I've been running late all morning.
Here, isn't the tractor there?
No, that's running sweet as a nut.
I've got to say, you've done a good job.
It's because I was up half the night. Another calf.
Oh.
Thought it was going to be tricky, so I came down about midnight.
How'd it go?
Well, she presented really badly. I had to use chains, but she's a perfect little heifer.
Live and well, then?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
Only I was so shattered afterwards that I slept through the alarm.
Well, worth it if we didn't lose her.
Yeah, too right. Well, I thought you'd want to know.
Well, of course I do.
And in case you're wondering why nothing's in the tank yet.
Oh, I hadn't even checked. Wouldn't bother me if I had.
No?
Ah, I've been getting too stressed lately. But all that stops now.
Well, let's hope.
No, I'm serious. I had a long chat with Vic about it last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I didn't realise I'd been taking too many worries on.
Well, it's hard not to, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not fair on her, though. When I'm restless, she can't sleep properly. And she's already wearing herself out about Bethany.
Well, nothing's wrong, is it?
No, Beth's all right. But, like I said, Vic gets in a spin about her, because, well, everything's a little bit later. You know, sitting up, things like that.
That doesn't matter. Kids are all different, aren't they?
I know. That's just how it is with Downs, but Vic seems to reckon some of it's her fault. And I've got to do my bit as well. Switch off when I get home. Make sure we all relax.
Well, I haven't exactly been Mr. Smiley Face myself lately.
Not saying it's easy.
Well, there was losing the two last week, and the engine...
Which is fixed now.
George and Kira are always needing something.
Oh, yeah.
And if me and Em ever do get 5 minutes together, a flipping phone goes off.
Tell her to turn it off.
No chance. Could be another recipe,
eh?
Well, she's panicking that she won't get enough for her fundraising
book. Oh, the church thing.
So, I mean, then she's talking about cherry Zabaglione or ginger scones or whatever.
Don't let it get you in. Life's too short.
Yeah, I know. Right, well, I'm going to get back to the bale.
Yeah, that's it. Get some work done, you slacker.
Daryl? Can I come in?
Huh? We need to get going. You're off already?
I told you we were in a hurry. I thought you were dressed.
I was getting dressed, and then I got sidetracked.
I've hung on as long as I can.
I'm sorry. I was running through what sort of questions they were going to ask.
I can't wait while you get washed and dressed.
Yeah, it's okay.
I've got appointments all morning.
Yeah, you get off then.
Well, how are you going to get there? Shula's out, leading a hack.
Yeah, I heard her go off.
Well, you're not going to make it to the job centre then, are you?
It's all right. I'll go later or I'll ring them and fix up a new appointment.
Can you do that?
Yeah, they don't care. Happens all the time.
Really?
Yeah, everyone does it. I'll say sorry. It's fine. You get going, Alistair.
Oh, Tom, that's brilliant.
You're lucky. You rang just before I set off.
I'm so sorry, it's careless of me.
Oh, no, it's no trouble, Helen.
Oh, I thought I'd check what extra veg we needed last night.
No harm done. I'm dropping a whole stack of leeks off in Perryvale anyway.
Oh, then I've dragged you right out of the way.
Oh, well, the longer I'm out delivering, the less time I have to spend back at Sawyer's.
Ah, away from Morris.
Uh-huh.
You had a row?
He won't stop moaning about Linda.
Oh.
She rang him last night. She's no longer considering him for Robin Hood.
And he took it badly?
Well, no, that's the point. He never wanted to do it.
Well, that's what I thought.
He said it couldn't have been clearer if the Red Arrows had spelled it out in skywriting. But then she has the cheek to make out she's turning him down.
Good old Linda.
So, where do you want these emergency root vegetables?
Of course, both abortions.
Yes.
And you got the results just now?
To the follow-up tests, yes.
Blimey.
I'm sorry it's not better news.
I got your text, Ed. What do I need to hear? Ah. I take it in good.
No. Neospora.
Oh.
That's why they aborted.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Mike. I came over as soon as I heard from the lab.
I was sure it was BVD. And once we got past that, I thought... Great, you know.
You have to check for parasites.
I've read about Neospora, but I don't know no one round here who's had it.
Never crossed my mind it could be that.
I mean, how's it happened?
Well, there are various ways it could have come into the herd.
Yeah?
If you bought an infected cow, it can pass down from mother to calf. But it can also be transmitted by ingesting contaminated feed or water.
Yeah, but where's it come from? Ain't it dog muck?
Well, that's the most direct source. But you may need to look at rodent control as well.
Ugh.
And what's their water source?
Yes, from the mains or a bowser.
Good. They're best kept away from stagnant water.
But the mothers look fine.
I know.
And we had another calf last night.
Yeah, perfectly healthy.
Yeah, I can show you, if you like.
That's one of the complications. It can build up unseen. It only becomes activated during pregnancy.
You know, both the infected ones, they're some of the ones that Vicky paid for.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the rest are all right.
Well, the only way to be sure is by taking bloods.
What, from the whole herd?
No, it has to be, doesn't it?
It's going to cost, isn't it?
Look, am I right, Alistair? There ain't no treatment.
They're working on a vaccine, but at the moment, the only certain way to stop it building up is to cull the infected animals.
So that's at least two we're losing.
Do you need time to think about the bloods?
No. If we've got to do it, we've got to do it.
I can't take them now. I'm on my way to Penyhassett.
Oh, that's all right.
But I'll come back this afternoon, if you like.
Yeah.
Vicky's going to be in bits.
I'll ring when I'm on my way.
Yeah, thanks, Alistair.
Tara.
I'll see you later. I'm sorry it's such disappointing news.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye.
Can you believe it?
It wouldn't be so bad if we got something back.
Yeah, but we don't, do we? Two definites already.
Yeah, well, me and Vic are taking the hit on them.
Yeah, but if it's spread to my ones,
I know.
I have to start culling them.
Look, we don't know that's going to happen.
I can't afford it, Mike.
Well, it ain't a picnic for us neither.
No, I know. But even if it is just two, the yield's going to drop.
Yeah, and the margins are tight enough as it is, your side and mine.
If a lot of them's infected, it'll finish us off.
Look, don't think like that. You haven't even taken the bloods yet.
No.
We've just got to hold tight. Wait and see.
Ah, this is where you're hiding.
Trying to make a start on the quarterlies.
Well, I've left Anya putting out a mountain of Swedes.
Oh, thanks again, Tom.
No problem. Next stop, Perivale. Enjoy your spreadsheet.
Thanks.
Oh, before I go, did I tell you a kitchen's off the agenda again?
Sorry?
I've definitely ruled out having my own kitchen at Sawyer's, at least for the time being.
You gave that up months ago.
Well, I nearly did a U-turn this week. Didn't Dad tell you?
No.
I almost got talked into it.
Mm-hmm.
After a huge discussion about the way it had solved transport problems and make it easier to demonstrate due diligence. But in the end, I decided it's not quite the right time.
And this was with Dad?
No, with Rob, after he got back from the funeral. He's sure I should grow the business.
He was talking to you about kitchens?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Why shouldn't he?
No reason. If that's all he's got to think about. You're probably right. Not taking it on now.
I am such an idiot.
I really must get on now, Tom.
When you walked off on Sunday, what were we talking about?
Tom.
And now I just have to mention his name.
Seriously, I'm busy.
That's it, isn't it? There's something going on between you.
No!
Helen?
There isn't. But there was, for a little while.
I don't believe it.
Don't get on your high horse.
I'm not going to.
It's over now. Completely. He's decided to stay with Jess.
What, he was going to break up with her?
I don't know. Maybe. But he isn't now.
Well, no wonder you've been so unhappy.
Has it been that obvious?
Well, just a bit.
Have Mum and Dad said anything?
Not to me.
You won't tell them, will you?
No, of course not.
Don't. Please. They'd be so upset.
He finished it.
Yes.
Oh, Helen.
Please, don't hug me. You'll make me cry.
Well, let's take the risk. I hate seeing you upset.
I'm not so keen myself. There. I'm all right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, don't take this the wrong way, but what on earth were you thinking?
We just get on. Got on so well.
I mean, what's he playing at? He's married. He should know better.
It's not his fault, Tom. We went into it together. I knew what I was letting myself in for.
Did you?
Yes. I just got in too far. Too fast.
Yeah. Is this any good to you?
I've got my own tissue somewhere.
It's perfectly clean.
Oh, thanks.
And it's definitely over.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose...
Don't say it's for the best, Tom, because believe me, it does not feel that way.
No. I only meant... In this kind of situation, someone's bound to get hurt. I just wish it wasn't you.
You and me both.
He had no right to... Well, I never guessed.
We were very careful. I hated lying to everyone, and of course that was Henry.
Did that put him off? You having a child?
No. He wants to be a father. Maybe such a good one.
Oh, hello.
Oh, don't start me off again. It's bad enough as it is. Some days I don't know how to keep putting one foot in front of the other.
I've left the book in the kitchen, Shula.
Oh, thanks.
I think Alistair will like it.
Is there plenty of battling in it?
A fair number of Saxons cutting down Vikings, and vice versa.
You'll enjoy that, Jim. Especially with an extra hour's lie-in for reading on Sunday. Oh, stay still. Good boy.
Marking the clip?
Yes, for Miranda Stretfield.
She
hates taking backers hunting with any hair showing by the saddle.
I think Miranda's coming to Appleday.
Oh, is she?
She's an old friend of the Walkers.
Oh. Well, how did your trip to the cider press go, Jim?
Very well.
I forgot to ask Mum about it.
It was very kind of Jill to take us. And I do like her idea about the videos.
What's that?
The old home videos of Pip, Josh and Ben growing up. Hasn't she mentioned it?
I don't think so.
She told us on the way to Haybury. She's transferring them to DVD for David and Ruth's silver wedding.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
I've offered to do it, in fact. Do I need to stand back?
Oh, no. Bacchus doesn't mind me taking his saddle off. Do you, boy?
It was Pip's idea, apparently.
Oh, it'll make a super present.
Yes. It was an interesting journey all round. Quite a gloomy afternoon.
Wednesday afternoon was horrible, wasn't it?
Rather tricky for driving. Once or twice, I did wonder...
Oh, good, he's got them. We've taken a couple of temporary liveries at short notice.
Oh.
And we're running slightly low on hay.
Afternoon.
Hi.
Hello, David. Where do you want it?
In the store, please.
Okay, I'll sling it in. Are you ready for this evening, Jim?
I will be if I get moving. I've one or two things to do before I think about Downham.
Oh, Kent and Stag do.
Yeah, I've heard the food's very good at the Mole.
So I believe.
Although I'm glad I'm not with them this afternoon.
Why? What are they doing?
Hey, steady on, you'll wear the engines out. Now remember what Gavin said before letting us loose, yeah?
We need a few revs to go up this slope, Kenton.
Yeah, it's a monster.
Yeah.
You don't think it's a little too risky, do you?
Nah.
Forfeiture Extreme quad bikes. Duh, the clue's in the name.
Go for it, Jamie.
Yeah, watch and learn.
Oh, blimey.
Me, are you next?
After you, Jessup.
Skip it if you like. There's a safe track for old codgers around there.
Old codgers?
See it?
Yeah, you certainly will!
Right, it's all gone in.
Oh, thanks, David.
Hey, don't stop, I'm not staying.
I'm letting the blades cool down before I clip any more.
Oh, okay.
But that's a great help. The new liveries came out of our Improve Your Jumping course.
Oh, how did that go?
Pretty well. We'll have to run it again next year.
All right. I said a quick hello to Daryl when I was closing the store.
Oh,
Oh, I thought he'd gone for a walk.
No. How's he doing at the moment?
Well, still not 100% yet.
No?
We had a minor hitch yesterday. He missed an interview with his job centre advisor. Mm. But he's rearranged it for Monday, by himself, and he's seen the doctor.
Oh, well, that's something.
Yeah, once the tablets take effect, it should get easier.
For all of you?
Yes. But he is going in the right direction.
Right, which one first, Emma?
I don't know.
Well, we've got the ingredients for Christine's scones or Gemma Hawkins' mini pavlovas.
Are you sure you don't want any money, Linda?
No.
I don't mind.
No need. I had everything in already.
Oh, thanks.
Not at all.
And you're right, we can't make up a cookbook without trying at least some of the recipes first.
Well, these seem the easiest to begin with.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad we're not having a go at Jennifer's Chevy Zabaglione. I mean, it sounds nice, but...
Yes.
Bit fiddly. And as for Sabrina's... Oh, what is it?
Radicchio salad with fresh and pickled pear, taleggio and honey vinaigrette.
More of a mouthful than the food. What it must cost.
Oh, well, it's not cheap.
Oh, we'll have to put it in, though. She's promised to buy at least a dozen copies.
Oh, well, that's a good start.
Should we have a go at those ginger scones?
Yes, I like the sound of those. If you weigh out the flour, I'll grate the ginger.
All right.
Fresh from Ambridge Organics this afternoon.
Oh, I thought you said you had everything in.
Well, nearly everything. I was shocked at how pale Helen was, though.
Oh?
I suspect Henry's being difficult, the terrible twos. She looked absolutely exhausted.
Oh, I'm surprised I haven't got bags under my own eyes. I hardly slept a wink last night.
Why not?
Me and Ed had an awful evening.
Oh.
He's had some really bad news.
Oh, what's happened?
All right, guys, the log bridge, then we're home.
It's quite a drop underneath.
Ooh, move aside if you've lost your nerve, Jazza.
I'm not saying that.
And make way for the King of the Quads.
That's the fun of it now, isn't it?
Hey, who cruised through the tunnel while you two Jesses held back?
Only because you were laughing at what a bam you looked.
Oh, yeah. Well, great choice of venue, Jamie.
Oh, cheers.
And we are about to end in style.
Oh, I don't know. Who's this?
Oh, it must be Gav. There's nowhere we've got to.
I don't think so.
Too tall.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Jim? How did you get here?
I arrived early and didn't want to sit on my own in the pub, so I asked the chap running this place if I could do the last little stretch with you. He was very decent about it.
Excellent.
He loans you a quad?
Yes.
No one of these girls you old-timers used to go shopping?
Oh, must have been a mix-up.
I'll show you, young pups. Last run back buys the first round.
All the time we've been dreaming about, you know, having our own place again.
Mm.
Standing on our own two feet, and then this happens.
I'm so sorry, Emma.
Now I can't see us ever moving out. Not for years.
Poor Vicky. She was so thrilled when she bought the cows.
Oh, and Mike won't get a penny back. We won't either, not if it's spread to our lot.
Oh, well, let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Do you want to put the butter in?
Oh, there we are.
It's never been easy for Ed. This could finish the business off.
Now, it may not be as bad as you think.
Well, he says we don't need to lose many before we're in real trouble.
Oh, dear.
Well, I don't know nearly enough to cover the bills. He'll have to take any job going.
Oh, such a shame.
Every time we think we're getting somewhere, life knocks us back.
Yes, but you don't give up. That's what I admire about you, Emma. You and Ed are such fighters.
Well, I'm sick of fighting. Why does it never go right for us?
It will do, in the end.
Oh, that's what everyone says, but...
You mustn't lose heart.
Ed says he's got a gut feeling about the blood tests.
Gut feelings are often wrong. Better to wait for the results.
Make it worse. When he's like this, he isn't very good at home. He gets snappy.
With the children?
No, with me and Mum and Dad.
Ah.
Mum said something to him last night about not clearing his plate. She didn't mean anything, but he was so sarky.
Oh, it is difficult.
It's their house. I just feel dreadful.
But if anyone in Ambridge understands the pressures of working with livestock, it's your mother and father.
Yeah. Oh, they've been really good.
And Ed's only behaving like that because, well, because he's worried he won't be able to take care of his family. And you mean the world to him.
I know.
Surely that's better than, well, than not being bothered at all.
David, what are you having?
Come on, Jazz is in at the bar.
What real ales have they got?
Those.
All right, well, look, use your judgment, Jamie. Pick me a good one.
All right, and Jim, ice with the passion fruit.
Yes, thank you.
Won't be long.
Ruth, drop me off, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. Am I all right for a lift back?
Oh, you can come with me if you like.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah, there'll be loads of space for my off-road mates to get here. They won't all be drinking.
Okay.
Either way, you can unbuckle your armour now.
And let rip.
Yeah, I think I will.
So, they'll be in Ambridge on Monday, then?
What, Mel and Merrill? Yep.
It'll be good to see my niece again.
Yeah, won't it? Oh, Dave, Jolene's right behind putting warnings up in the pub.
Is she? Oh, great.
What's this?
Reminding dog owners their pets don't mix well with sheep.
Oh, yes, last week. That was outrageous.
Yeah, it was, but I'm not thinking about it tonight. This is Kenton's evening.
You see, Jim, Dave gets stag do's. He doesn't show me up by going faster on a quad bike.
What? You did the extreme trail?
I had a little dabble.
Little dabble? Too blooming good for my liking.
Did you know Riedel's own this place?
Riedel's?
Yeah. Mum got an interview at one of their hotels next week. Jim.
Thank you.
That mine?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Deputy manager or something.
Hope she gets it.
Yeah. It's in Felpsham, I think.
Hey, Al David. Pint of boiled dormouse.
What?
Something like that.
Yeah, and it was poured beautifully.
What?
Ignore him. He's been in training at the boot.
Yeah.
Right. First of many the night. Hutch up, Jamie, yeah?
And here is my contribution to the celebration. It's a gift from Mum.
Oh, what is it?
Okay. Kenton Edward Archer, Form 2A, Borchester Grammar School.
Oh, no, no, no.
School report, top man.
No, no, Dave. No,
he must.
Don't worry, it's only the edited highlight.
No, 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 give me it.
No, 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 get off, get off.
Don't do it.
Right, English. Kenton is unusual.
Spot on, very unusual.
Oh, sorry, unusually imaginative, but inclined to ramble at times.
Yeah, he still is.
History. A lively and inquisitive pupil.
Teacher's code for a flaming nuisance.
Kenton must learn when to talk and when to listen.
He's still working on that, yeah.
Physics.
Oh, no, 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 I was hopeless at
Could
that.
Could do much better if he ever paid attention.
Yeah.
Sorry? What was that?
A nice one.
Right, his form tutor's comments.
Oh, no, no. Arnie Johnson, he hated me.
I love this. Listen to this. Kenton's potential remains a mystery thanks to his total lack of concentration.
Sure enough.
Thanks, Jim.
He is too easily led into trouble.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no change there, then.
But, blossoms in good company.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah. With the right influence, he could go on to achieve great things. And I think you finally found the right influence, mate.
Oh, thanks, Dave. I'd forgotten that.
Well, Mum hadn't.
You wrote it, Mystic Meg.
Yeah. What do you think Jolene's report said?
If you meet a man called Kent and run for your life.
I'll have to show it to her.
There you go. You see, you were fated to get together.
That's a very nice touch to round off a thoroughly enjoyable afternoon.
Yeah.
Heady, an even better evening when the rest get here.
Yeah, and we get hammered.
Aye.
And still only the prelude to the main event.
Jolene finally making an honest man of you next Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it is. I think it's going to be the happiest day of my life.